The Air Force is forming partnerships with the communities surrounding its bases to share support services and facilities. It's called the Air Force Community Partnership Program, and it's providing value for both the services and the local communities. Steve Zander is the program's director, and for his work, he's been named one of the 33 finalists for this year's Service to America medals. He told me more about the program.
It's really a simple concept that began in about 2012, and it's kind of an attitude. How do we partner to meet our mutual needs when we're dealing with installation in local communities? And so we started by creating a team and then talking to installation commanders and saying, we need to find a way to reduce our operating and service costs, and part of that is by partnering with our local communities. And so installation commanders, they heard this discussion, and they were asked to meet three criteria. And that was, the installation's got to want to do it. There are many Air Force programs, and if the commander there and the people didn't want to do it, those programs didn't go very far. So we wanted the installation commanders to say they were into it. And then the community had to say they wanted to support this program, this partnering effort. And finally, they had to use a process that we developed over time and helps guide them through how to partner and identify ways to reduce mutual operating service costs and meet mutual needs. As a result of that, we now have over 50 locations engaged in this partnering process. They've identified over 1,000 initiatives. Of these, 300 are considered priority, and they're undergoing development, further refinement, and trying to find the resources and procedures to meet or satisfy mutual need. Over 100 memorandums of agreement or memoranda of understanding have already been signed, and partners are already finding ways to reduce their mutual operating service costs. Take advantage of services previously not tapped by the military. Something as simple as, how do we handle stray animals? We have stray animals on a base, and we really had no way to work with people on that. Well, local communities already know how to do that. Communities and installations have a need to train medical, firefighters, and police forces. And so why duplicate those needs or those training programs when we're already paying for that or already have a way to achieve those needs? So communities and installations have come to partner and figured out how to address those training requirements and in the process reduce overall training costs and travel costs.
Well, let's get back to that animal example, for example, because animals do infest a lot of areas these days and communities have to get rid of them. What's the incentive for a town or county or area surrounding an Air Force base to want to come in and help with animal control there?
Well, it's interesting because you mentioned that we all have animals and how do we handle that? So and a stray dog or cat could come onto an Air Force installation and its owner may never know what happened to that animal. So if we can develop the process for first capturing it safely and then getting it into the system so that most owners will typically go to a local shelter of some sort and try to find their animal. And so now it's something as simple as that is getting the partners together and talking about, all right, what do we do and how do we take advantage of the different services? Some communities actually have what we call kill shelters, and so they may not be the best ones that we would want to partner with, but there are others that will take the animals for a period of time and attempt to find their rightful owners.
And so is this a situation where the Air Force would pay some amount of the operating costs for the local facility nearby, which would, I guess, lower the Air Force's costs and help subsidize what the local town or county is already doing?
Or it could be a payment in kind sort of thing. If it's not one where we can just drop off the animal, if it's something where the town or county says, well, in exchange, would you provide this service? You're already doing vehicle training on base. Perhaps you could train our local law enforcement on base using your vehicle training areas, that sort of thing.
Now, one of the examples cited in your nomination information talks about something very near and dear to those in Massachusetts, near where Hanscom Air Force Base lies near Bedford, Massachusetts, and that is salt brine application. That is road salting.
Sure.
How does that work? Because everybody's got that problem, and it's very expensive.
Well, and so that was a case where the city of Bedford already invested in the equipment, and we had a base civil engineer who was noticing that during high snowfalls, he could look at the community, and their roads are clear, and on base, ours were snow-packed. And so he investigated to find out what was the city doing, and he found out that they had this salt brine application procedure. And so Once we found that out, then it was a matter of partnering with them, figuring out how it's being done. And we got an estimated cost, and the cost was in the best interest of our Air Force. And so we now have a way to acquire that service from the city.
And so I imagine they have a better cost base to amortize the SALT acquisition because they have to buy that stuff every year. And also
right.
for the equipment they need to maintain for the roads already in the town.
So that reduces our operating costs. It certainly helps with the local community because they already have invested in the equipment. But it also helps for us because then we need less snow removal operations and we can reduce our operating costs associated with that. And like you even mentioned the salt, because typically we all buy salt too. So we can reduce the amount of salt we have to buy and apply to the streets. So yeah, definitely that's a great partnership.
We're speaking with Steve Zander. He's director of the Air Force Community Partnership Program. And so how far along is this? You mentioned that there are 1,000 ideas and 300 of them have been kind of cleared to go. Do you have any sense of how much is going now and what kind of savings the Air Force might be realizing?
The potential is interesting because we know what the potential value is, because we have to be careful in terms of whether it's savings or it's value, right? Because there are things like, again, at Hanscom, how do we respond to an aircraft accident? And so we want to partner. We want to make sure we have the proper communication tools, radios, that sort of thing, have our procedures down. And so we come up with a good way to respond to those types of accidents or any other type of emergency that may occur in the local community, right, or even on base. And so that's where we get value and benefit by partnering and working through our procedures and really working well together. This started out in 2012, and it's pretty much commanders and local communities saying, hey, we want to do this. So it started out with 16 installations, communities, in 2012 to 2013, and 2013-14, there were another 24. So now we're up to over 50 installations that use our process, and we send a team in there, and we guide them through it. So it's not just come in and have them do it on their own. We try to train them, facilitate discussions, and generate ideas. And then, so now there are estimates that the value is well over $280 million. Some of those, we're still in the process of refining that and figuring out now how do we do that, who's doing what to whom, and what's involved. A good example would be at Goldsboro, North Carolina. The community there says heard that the installation was getting ready to build a bunch of sports fields. They said, what are you doing that for? We're getting ready to do that. That's a way to access the athletics venues and bring in revenue for our hospitality lane, restaurants and things, because people want to come to sporting events. And so the community is going to build 6 to 8 sports fields on Air Force property. The Air Force military will have access to that for their needs when they need it. And then the community will use that to generate tax revenue for their city programs. And so that's a pretty good value and benefit right there.
I guess it's safe to say that where there is an Air Force base, in general, the community relations are good. People like having their military base nearby because of the benefits it does accrue to the community.
Sure. I most will understand that an installation is an economic engine. They bring a lot of economic value to a locality in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And so then when we have a mutual need, then the question becomes something as simple as, well, if the community already has a way to pick up trash, why do I have a contract to pick up trash? Why aren't we doing it together? The greater the volume of a product or a service that's being used, you can see how you might be able to reduce the total cost overall.
And that's right. What you're doing in Prince George's County, Maryland, at Andrews Air Force Base?
Yes, we are, definitely. And so we see that as a way to spark the local economy. A lot of the communities are pretty excited by this. They go, oh, you know, this may even help us with our small businesses. And small businesses, they think all you talk to, are really engines onto their own right in terms of if you can get a small business going and become vibrant, that helps your local economy also. So typically that's the type of services that are being provided within the community a lot of times, especially for trash pickup and things like that.
And as a Sammy's winner, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been at this type of work and with the Air Force.
I've been with the Air Force for over 30 years. I'm a retired colonel, so I've seen a lot, done a lot, but I've been doing this now since 2012. This is my third time at the Pentagon. So what's really amazing for me here is you find that there are a lot of dedicated public servants. And so that's what I really like about this partnership program. I'm finding the public servants at, like I mentioned, 50 locations. Just think about that. And so you got the military leaders, you got the community leaders, you got the Air Force leaders all supportive of this program and saying, go out there and come up with creative ideas. This is not business as usual. You know, think of ways to reduce our mutual operating and service costs, to provide value and benefits. So after all these years in the Air Force, I found that throughout my career, there are a lot of dedicated public servants out there. And so this is really the epitome for me now to see it come to this part of my career and have an opportunity to apply it across the Air Force right now.